Republicans blast General Milley for speaking with Communist China behind Trump's back. By Wendell Hasebo on September 15, 2021. Republicans blasted General Mark Milley for reportedly speaking with his Communist Chinese counterpart behind former President Trump's back to improve the mutual understanding between the countries. This isn't even remotely close to a denial from Milley, Trump Jr. said about Milley's excuse. It's basically a full-throttle defense of his potentially treasonous actions. He needs to be removed. Chairwoman of the Republican National Committee Ronna McDaniel tweeted Wednesday Milley must testify under oath immediately. Civilian control of the military is a sacred principle of American democracy. General Milley needs to testify under oath immediately. The American people deserve answers, McDaniel said. Representative Andy Biggs said Milley's actions were nuts because Trump was not in the mood to start a war, which could necessitate Milley speaking to the Chinese. Representative Jim Jordan, RO, tweeted, "Who elected General Milley in reference to Milley reportedly usurping Trump's authority?" Senator Rand Paul, RKY, said that if the report is true, Milley should be relieved of his duties and court-martialed. If it happened, he should be immediately relieved of his duties and court-martialed. You have to find out if it's true, Paul said. We have always criticized in authoritarian regimes where the military takes over. This is very, very dangerous, and if this happened, Milley needs to be needily removed of his command. Ranking member on the Senate Select Committee on Intelligence Marco Rubio, RFL, who immediately called for Milley's resignation Wednesday, told Fox News that he hoped Milley's actions were not true. The alternative is we live in a country where a general can decide. I don't think the president is in his right mind. I will ignore his warning and collude with our enemies. It's the essence of military coup. That's what it would equate to, Rubio explained. Senator Tom Cotton, RR, also told Fox News Milley's reported actions that have not been denied raises some serious concerns. I would say some of the allegations seem somewhat far-fetched to me, Cotton said. General Milley and Secretary Austin are going to be testifying in front of Congress in just a few days. We will address these concerns. Joint Staff spokesperson Colonel Dave Butler produced a statement Wednesday, not denying the allegations. The statement reads in part, "The chairman of the Joint Chiefs regularly communicates with chiefs of defense across the world, including with China and Russia. These conversations remain vital to improving mutual understanding of U.S. national security interests, reducing tensions, providing clarity and avoiding unintended consequences or conflict." His calls with the Chinese and others in October and January were in keeping with these duties and responsibilities, conveying reassurance in order to maintain strategic stability. All calls from the chairman to his counterparts, including those reported, are staffed, coordinated and communicated with the Department of Defense and the interagency. But former Acting Secretary of Defense Christopher Miller, who led the Pentagon from the period after the 2020 election through Inauguration Day, Fox News reported, stated he did not and would not have or authorize Milley to conduct secret conversations with the Communist Chinese. Miller called Milley's actions disgraceful and unprecedented act of insubordination, and demanded him to resign immediately. Former President Trump responded Wednesday evening to defend himself. If the story of dumbass General Mark Milley is true, then I assume he would be tried for treason, Trump said. He would have been dealing with his Chinese counterpart behind the president's back and telling China that he would be giving them notification of an attack. Can't do that. Follow Wendell Hasebo on Twitter @WendellHasebo.